Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Of course he can. Woohoo! Happy, happy hour. Actor, activist Jonathan Del Arco is here. I don't even know where to start. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Okay, first of all, we just all accidentally did a rainbow themed.
Yeah.
Because I watched your HRC speech. You won the Human Rights Campaign Visibility Award. Your speech. President Obama tweeted about your speech.
He did.
And how great it was.
That's so awesome.
I know.
I cried and I didn't even know you yet.
Thank you. But, I was really scared to do that speech.
Were you? You seemed so comfortable.
I was scared because sharing personal things is hard.
Yeah.
You know?
But, okay. So. Can we just say, first of all, there is like 6 degrees of Stephanie Miller beloved. So you.
Oh, my God. We know
first of all,
we know it. We're practically married.
In some countries. In Uruguay.
In Uruguay, we definitely would be.
I knew I was going to mispronounce that. Say it again.
Uruguay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I won't say it again.
Did you know that in Uruguay, you can legally get gay married, high, and euthanized in one day, which
what?
You may want to do.
That is a good day.
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to end it all, you might as well get gay married, high, and yeah. have the cocktail.
I think that's in my future.
Yeah, right. It's in all our futures.
But so, all right, you, first of all, you're good friends with our good friends, Chad Griffin and Rob Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to all of this. But One Degree of Separation, Mary McDonnell from The Closer has done the happy hour. Tim Russ. Star Trek nerd like you has done the happy hour. As he even sends us comedy bits, not to make you jealous or anything. But
Captain, sensors are detecting a giant vacuous orange blob heading directly for us. My readings indicate that if the blob overtakes the ship, it will cause the entire crew to become racist, xenophobic, sociopathic, break every law known to man, and completely unable to ever tell the truth.
Oh, my God.
I suggest firing a spread of Rachel Maddow torpedoes.
That is genius.
Yeah.
Nerd. Love
but
him so
best.
Much.
But the best. That's hilarious.
And if you haven't heard him sing Brandy at karaoke, I recommend it.
I have
it.
Not.
I recommend it.
Okay. Sign me up.
Where do we start with you? You're such a fantastic actor. I loved watching the clip reel before you gave your speech at HRC.
Oh, right. They did that. Yeah.
But, okay. Where do we even start? Let's stick
well,
with Star
Chad,
Trek.
You know, let's talk about Chad for a second. Chad and
oh,
Rob.
Chad. Well, hang on. I'm getting to that.
All
listen,
right, that's a great part.
I've just completed the FBI background check, and so we'll get to that.
I spoke at the FBI.
Did you really?
I spoke at the first Gay Pride at the FBI.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Mueller was my host, and I dropped the F-bomb. I did in a speech.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you dropped an F-bomb in front of Robert Mueller?
I did. In my speech. It was a part of my
wow.
story. Yeah.
I would tune in now if I saw him. I would be like, I love you, but why the fuck aren't they all in jail?
But then my speech disappeared. I never got a copy of it.
I hear they're good at that, at making things disappear.
But they were wonderful.
Wow.
It was a great experience.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we could talk to you for days and days, but I love the Star Trek cassettes phasers.
I know.
To stun Donald Trump's candidacy.
Oh,
so this is before the election, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, Tim, we talked about this with Tim, right? That he is antithetical to every value of Star Trek, right?
Except for, like, the great villains of Star Trek. I think you're right.
Right.
I think he'd be a fantastic villain
right.
on the show.
Right, right.
You know, the orange blob, like he said in the video, in the little audio.
And this is before it got this fucking bad. But I know. You guys wrote, never has there been a presidential candidate who stands in such complete opposition to the ideals of the Star Trek universe as Donald Trump. His election would take this country backward, perhaps disastrously. Did you think it would be this bad?
I did not think it would be this bad, honestly. And I'm like, now that we're, what, 3 years in, and I'm trying to like mentally dissect how we got here.
Yeah,
I have a ton of different ideas about it because I'm trying to figure out how in the hell do we get off the ship, right? How do we?
Where McDonald would airlock us?
We got to put, we got to put them all out the airlock.
I mean, come on. And it's just like, there's so many elements, I think, that played into it. But the fact that there's even 38% that support him seems like a high number.
Thank you. And you guys, thank God, you said before the 2016 election, if, as some say, the government is broken, a protest vote will not fix it. So you guys even warned about
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? And it's sad. Keep saying, Tulsi Gabbard is the Jill Stein of Susan Sarandon's, and we just cannot do the same thing.
No, we cannot do the same thing. Please, no. No driving off cliffs, people.
No.
So now, you and Tim Russ, so he played a Vulcan, you played a Borg, which is a guy with a creepy lighty eye.
Right here, he's got it on a shirt.
Yeah. Right. It's a meta moment. I'm wearing my own Borg shirt, because that's what you do in L.A. I did this for charity, though. I did it as a fundraiser for HRC for the March.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And like a we've had every non-human.
Yeah. This is the only like protest shirt I have left because I Mary Kondo'd my house last year. So I was like, spark joy now. You know, like, spark horrible
that bitch,
pain. Yeah.
That bitch. I want all my stuff back.
I want all my stuff back, too. I have nothing to wear.
Spark joy.
I'm naked
fucking
all the
light
time.
A match under your house. Help you get rid of all your stuff.
So this sparked joy still, so I kept it and brought it today.
Yeah,
Good.
Oh my God! But so it was so great though, the scene with you and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh,
just
yeah.
even in the clip, but just the whole idea of, you know, and your whole journey about coming out as a gay man, becoming an activist, but just saying, oh, I get it. You are lonely. You don't have other people.
That's right.
We don't either. You don't have, you know. I mean, I just thought, like, that was so sort of profound.
It was. And it's funny, because when I did the role, I had I was still in the closet, but I had just nursed a partner for 4 years who had died of AIDS. So it's
I feel like I am. My high school boyfriend died of AIDS.
Oh, really?
I read your whole thing. I'm like, oh, my God.
And I haven't talked about that until much until recently, how that affected how I play the role, because I played him like him during dementia.
Yeah.
And once it was announced that I was coming back on Picard, I started getting all these tweets from people that would have been kids at that time who were like, Hugh, help me come out. I mean, the character wasn't gay, but somehow it came through the rubber, you know?
Yes.
It was clear that that's who I was using myself, you know? So it's a powerful thing, television.
It was an emotional, and he was like discovering a piece of himself.
That's right.
And that's, I think that's what a lot of people do when they
being detached from your family, the collective, finding new family, starship.
Yeah, and interesting, Jonathan, you got the Visibility Award because that's why the speech was so moving, because you talked about becoming invisible a few times in your life for different reasons than that time, because you and your partner were afraid you're going to lose your catering jobs as you came out as gay, and here he is dying of AIDS, and you're invisible again.
I was invisible while he was sick because we were really scared we would lose our ability to, you know, buy food and pay for bills because he worked for a catering company, and people in New York in the 80s, you know, and around the world thought you could get it from saliva or hand or whatever, you know.
We just had Alyssa Milano on last week. On
I listened to it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great.
But remember how powerful that moment was when she kissed Ryan White on TV?
Right.
It, you know, is this wildly popular, you know, sitcom actress at the time. But I mean, you know, she was, I didn't say that to her, but sort of like the young Liz Taylor.
Totally.
Right?
She's exceptional, isn't she? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when people, you know, Frank Rich wrote an article once that I always loved called Angels in America. And it was a lot about the people that were courageous before it was cool. That were, you know, the angels in the dark time of AIDS when there was all this fear. And
it was a scary time. I mean, literally my friends were dropping left and right. And so then after he died, I came to L.A. and I'd already done Broadway, but I was like, I'm going to keep trying to be an actor.
Yeah.
And then I was like young and cute, and I was like, well, I shouldn't let them know I'm gay, or definitely that someone close to me had died of AIDS. That was definitely not in the conversation for me.
Right.
Yeah.
At the time. And so I was invisible. I like just avoided all, I didn't want to lie and like have a beard, you know?
I am you. You can blame me. We were just talking about, we're celebrating our 15th anniversary of the show this week. And these guys remember our first ads were making men rise in the morning. It was me. It was me in fishnets, and that wasn't my. You know, I had no idea that's how they were going to market me. You know,
that's what the marketing people decided.
Yeah.
Well, straight men do love lesbians, so.
Yeah. No, when our program director said that, they said, "What exactly about you with another hot woman did you think was going to turn men off?"
Yeah, right. It's a weird, weird conundrum.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Jonathan. I want to look like I'm in my ingenue years like he does. Is that wrong? I want to, right?
We all want to look our best.
He's beautiful, and I want to, hang on, I'm just going to put a little plexiderm on.
Ooh.
Huh? Okay, that's how fast it works.
I can see it working right now. Oh, my God.
Who are you? How did you do that? What magic is in that bottle?
Oh, my God, I'm back interviewing Candace Bergen in View from the Top. However many years ago, in just seconds. Try plexiderm.
Yeah. It really does work that fast.
Yes.
It really does. And I'm telling you, I've used some, you know, now that I've gotten up in years, 35, but I've used some fancy products.
Well, Stephanie Cautionary Tale Miller.
Thank you.
Spent a lot of money on stuff that did not work, and then you found this.
Thank you. It visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, under eye bags in minutes. My big sisters, they're about 15, 18 years older than I am. I just saw them. And I've got them hooked on Plexiderm now because they were like, "What? How do you blah, 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 blah?" Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you showed them.
Yes, exactly. Plexiderm is any of those things. You got, you know, wrinkly things. You got bags. You got crow's feet. What you got? Plexiderm will take care of it. Go to
I got everything.
What do you got? Need it? Got it? Try Plexiderm.com. Use the code SEXYLIBERAL for 50% off. OMG. Plus an additional $10 off. That's right, 50% off. Plus an extra $10 off. This offer also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning code SEXYLIBERAL. Plexiderm backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TryPlexiderm.com today. Use the code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. That is TryPlexiderm.com. Speaking of sexy liberals, Jonathan. So, yeah, this... I love this. Our favorite coroner was recently given the Disability Award by the Human Rights Campaign. But Barack Obama, how did that feel? Powerful speech by Jonathan Del Arco on equality, taking the road less traveled and demanding to be seen. How does that feel?
I kind of cried a little when I saw it. I mean, I had campaigned for him.
I know. You were an Obama surrogate like all the hot people were, including one of
actually,
my exes.
They were so terrific, that campaign. You know, they, and not all, I can say they're not all equal in this.
Yeah.
What I call starfuckery. You know, they...
We had the hottest, smartest, most amazing Obama surrogates.
They
Kerry Washington.
Yes.
You know,
and we were all treated equally is my point.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
I wasn't
awesome.
A huge star. I was, like, the ninth lead in a procedural.
Yeah.
And Kerry, like, we're all together. Like, we're a team of artists that were knocking on doors, and we're included in the family. And they're just a class act.
Yeah.
You know, the Obamas are just a class act.
Yeah.
So, should we cry now?
Yeah.
Group cry.
We had a class act.
Wait, let's go through that, because how did you, your path is so interesting. So,
it's
you,
pretty
as
wild.
You say, you were born in the country I can't pronounce.
Uruguay.
Exactly.
Uruguay.
I heard that in the speech. I'm like, I'm going to fuck that up tomorrow.
I had a roommate who was from
Uruguay. It's not
Uruguay?
Okay.
They do call it Uruguay, too, because it's so friendly, too.
You put the gay people in Uruguay.
Yeah, I did put the gay in Uruguay.
But, New York City, this is so amazing. Graduating from high school, you got in Torch Song Trilogy.
Yeah.
Like, right away.
I was a hustler. I was out there. I had my, I started wanting to be an actor around 16.
Yeah.
And my parents were they were like, do whatever you want. So I would take the train into the city to study.
Wow.
And then I would try to go see Broadway shows when I could, you know, afford it or find a cheap ticket. And I saw Torch Song and I saw Brighton Beach Memoirs, which were the two roles that had two shows that had roles for me. And so I would go to the box office and drop off my headshot and just like random got an audition for it and got the job.
And do Harvey Fierstein coming in your dressing room every night?
Oh, my God. Harvey's so funny.
And he said.
He used to come in and say, "Hey, kid, you gay yet?" And I'd be like, "Ha, not funny."
So you weren't out yet.
No, I wasn't out. So I was touring with this amazing gay play, and we were having these sold-out houses. People would, like the gay community in Philadelphia, bought out the entire theater and showered us with roses. I mean, it was over the top, like major drag queen situation.
Right.
You know, RuPaul situation. Very elaborate. Receiving us very elaborately. And I was still not out because I was well, frankly, I was really scared because AIDS was just coming out at the time.
Is this when you were with the boyfriend that had...
Right, I was with him right after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was literally out of high school when I did Torch Song.
Because you had this success and then you were back waiting tables.
Yeah, right away.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's
so,
a New York thing, though. That happens all the time.
No, I know. But then, so when... That's when Chad Griffin called you up and asked you to work on an environmental campaign done by my friend Rob Reiner.
I know. So that was like... I was in L.A. at that. I came to L.A. after Broadway and after Eddie passed, and had good success for about 5 years. I did a bunch of sitcoms. I had a good bout of work, and then it dried up. And I had literally $3 left in my bank account, and I got this job with Chad.
But so where did that come from? Like, where did the political...
It's crazy. Okay. I did a play with Anna Deavere Smith about the American presidency.
Love her.
Wonderful.
And I got bit by the bug. I was like, this is like as much fun as being an actor. Like politics, you know, it was all her work is interviewed based. So we're working with like interviews with all these political people. And so that was like my experience was having done Anna's play. And
I ran into her at Lawrence O'Donnell's book party, and I said, literally, huh?
Yeah. I've worked with I've done about three different projects with her.
She's amazing.
Yeah. So that's how I met Chad. Okay. And I think he hired me on my interview skills. I was like, I've never done this before, but I really want to. I worked with Anna, who just done Rob's movie, and they hired me, and I was great at it. And so I kept doing more and more campaigns with them.
So you did then you five political campaigns.
Yeah,
how you got sucked into this whole
sucked in
activism.
Yep.
So then you talk about how that got you more. So then out again? Because I know
you
came out.
I was like, yeah. I mean, at
I'm
that
shave
point,
my legs. I'm going to play a transsexual on Nip and Tuck.
Totally. I was at that point. My personal life was my strength, you know,
I
was more interested in the political aspect of that.
Yeah.
Then I didn't really care what people in the industry thought about me being looking or a lead or any of that shit. You know, I just wanted to be an actor. And so I shaved my legs and played Sofia Lopez.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which, interestingly enough, I could not do now because, you know, there's a whole movement of cis actors not playing trans, which is fair.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. So I got a chance to do that.
You were on The Sopranos then. Did you get whacked?
No, I was a badass priest, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
I actually gave them shit. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a tough priest.
Fantastic. I love that you said you weren't, it wasn't a gay character on Star Trek, and now you're really on The Closer, right?
I'm a gay.
Super gay corner.
I am a gay corner.
You know what you are? You're like the gay, computer guy, where you're just like, move! Nobody else knows what they're doing but me.
Totally. No time for straight incompetence. That's Dr. Morales. It was like the eye roll and just like, oh, can we please get it together?
When you're explaining circuit parties to them. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite line was my first line on The Closer where Kira comes in and there's an old man on the table on the gurney. And she said, well, what'd he die of? And I say, I don't know, maybe he looked in the mirror and thought, why bother? And I was like, oh, this guy's gay.
Clearly.
This is a gay guy.
This is the section where we talk of our love for Mary McDonald. Because she did
Mary.
Happy Hour. And so Major Crimes, obviously, spinoff of The Closer.
Yeah.
But she's just wonderful, isn't she?
She's amazing.
I mean, not just as an actress, as a human.
She's a deep, deep person.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot. There's just so much in her heart, you know, and she puts it in her work, which is just amazing. And all her work, her charity work, her acting work. Yeah.
And we like most people, we had an embarrassing beginning because I sat next to her at Francis Fisher's play.
Yeah.
And I was like, and are you an actress too?
Beautiful, right? Like the hair. No.
And she doesn't look like, it's an actor. It doesn't look like a normal human.
Right.
But I, like an idiot, I was like, oh, are you an actress too? Oh, I'm Francis' friend too. And then I suddenly was like, oh! you're Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, right.
you're Passion Fish. Then I just started
Passion
like,
Fish.
Yeah, like Tourette's just blurting out like Academy Award nominations.
That was a great movie.
That was an amazing movie.
Alfie Woodward too. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Woodard.
Amazing.
Woodard. You called her Woodward when she called into the show,
you know,
too.
Where she's not from? Uruguay.
She might be.
But so, in addition to acting, you're not just a gay activist, you're an environmental activist, civil rights activist. So, is that where that started, the environmental part with Rob Reiner and that whole first campaign with Chad? Or?
Mm-hmm. There was a plot of land, a huge swath of hills up in Las Virgenes, you know, up there. That they wanted to develop into...
It's less virginous.
Less virginous. That they wanted to develop into a community, and there were all kinds of environmental effects that would have happened for it. And we took on a big bank and had this, we won. The state bought the land. It's now open space.
Yeah. Can you believe?
Congratulations.
Yeah. Or as we call, you know, more opportunity for fire.
Well,
did you ever think
Amazon still burning people?
Yeah. I know. Yes. I know. Did you ever think we could go backward on this many issues?
No.
Not just climate, gay rights. I mean, every single thing. I mean, as an Obama surrogate,
it's
what an amazing time. What an amazing, you know, hopeful time. And you just think this backlash is worse than even. And I thought it was going to be bad. I kept saying during the campaign, as bad as you think it's going to be worse.
Yeah.
Even I could not have imagined this whole shit show.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like mass hypnosis is at play, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I think, like, when you, like, I'm trying to, like, not be emotional and analyze, like, how he's doing it.
Right.
And, like, there are a lot of elements to it. Like, I feel like those rallies, he repeats words over and over again. But that's actually, like, the basics of hypnosis.
Hitler.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Hitler. Yeah. Oh, a different age.
But the same thing.
Yes.
I mean, it's the same. That's what he did. He hypnotized them.
Yeah.
And he's appealing to base interests.
And then there's base interests.
Yeah.
Gut instinct on, about the other, you know, about sort of the horrible immigrant and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But you tweeted that. That's one of the tweets that you read on the air was you talked about your family coming here as immigrants and needing assistance when you got
we
here.
Were on welfare and we were on food stamps and I think we were a great investment.
You were super good.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold, please. I feel the need to testify about Plexiderm again. You know why?
Why?
Because it is the most thieved of all of my products.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody thieves everybody's Plexiderm.
That's
when you go hiking,
you
don't know. We have a Plexiderm party.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we all look
good. Yeah, we fill your swimming pool
with
Plexiderm.
I don't even have the benefit of having an actual love life like other sexy liberals, right? Like Francis of Frangela and Jody Hamilton and a proud resistor. I don't even have a partner, and yet my Plexiderm gets thieved from me.
I put your Plexiderm on, I go home, and my husband's like, who are you? I want to sleep with you.
And
you're
what do I
always
say? No going upstairs. And what happens?
I go upstairs.
Yeah. Right into my bathroom.
That's because we know Plexiderm is
I know
in
my
there.
Way around your house.
Okay. Plexiderm visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags in just minutes. I got news for you. All are a lot older than when we started this show, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well.
I'm sneaky,
that's why we go upstairs and take your Plexiderm.
Yeah,
I'm sneaky.
Chris,
I go
Chris
get in the
looked like
later.
Seven when we started this show.
I've seen pictures.
Right? Yeah, yes. Sean.
I look like Sean back
Sean,
then.
Sean, you're going to be here till you need Plexiderm.
Yeah, you're going to look like me.
One of these days.
You have that to look forward to. But see, I got like Elizabeth Warren, I have a skin plan for that.
Yeah, thank you. At least
I got a skin plan. Yeah.
Thank God.
You're welcome. Okay. Wrinkles, crow's feet, under eye bags. What? This gives you the edge you've been looking for, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe it either. I didn't believe it. I was like, I didn't know, really?
No, these things don't work. You spent how much money in the past on these things?
Yes, that's what my sister just said. They're like, nothing I've ever used works. Mm. Guess what works? Plexiderm.
Yep.
Yeah. Plexiderm can give you the confidence you need to be yourself at work. Well, don't be yourselves. Then be off.
Well,
but be better than who you are.
Be best.
It would
be
bore
best.
The crap out of
be
you.
Be best. Exactly. Okay. The best part is Plexiderm goes on clear, so no one even knows you're using
it. That's right.
Except that we keep telling everybody.
Shh, it's a secret.
And then, if you're so inclined, you could put makeup on top of it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, is that how you have that crystal clear complexion of yours?
Yes.
Is that cover?
Yeah, put the Plexiderm on.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
Then my foundation.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Try Plexiderm.com. We have so much in common.
I know.
The code is SEXYLIBERAL for 50% off plus an additional $10 off. That's right. I said 50% off. And an extra $10 off. Offer also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning the code SEXYLIBERAL. Plexiderm, backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit triplexiderm.com. Use the code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. That is triplexiderm.com. And now back to the show. you say all the same stuff we do on Twitter. You said, hey, Donald Trump, it's 9/11 week. How about a barbecue with the enemy that sheltered the terrorists who killed 3,000 plus Americans at Camp David? How in the fuck are you not being carted away in a straitjacket?
I mean, honestly, remember when Republicans were like pro like America?
Yeah.
Pro like patriotic things. Like 9/11 is a holy moment in our country, right?
Right.
It, not only is it a horrible thing that happened to us, but we all came together.
Yes.
Right.
And that's a great idea. Bring the Taliban to Camp David. Well,
apparently no one said it was a great idea, but he wanted to do it anyway.
But how are Republicans not going, you are insane. You can't do this.
So you get
we
PTSD.
Don't believe in this.
Yeah. You get PTSD from your phone alerts because we just all fucking day long.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah. No,
and then your
eyes
are
I turned that
focusing
off.
He invited the Taliban to the...
Yeah.
He wanted to nuke a hurricane?
We had to... extract a spy because he from Russia. Oh no!
No, I turned that off. That's my husband now. My husband's like, "Did you know what he just did?" No, he'll come upstairs to be like, "Johnny, are you home?" It's like, "Do you know what he just did?" I'm like, "Honey, I have it all turned off."
Do you think when this is over, we're all just going to stare at each other? We won't know what to talk about anymore.
Actually, I have a theory of what'll happen. Yeah. Hopefully, on inauguration day 2021, when we have him carted away, there will not be enough beds in rehab for all the alcoholics he's made.
No, we need a class action suit, man. We need massages. Because
my drinking has tripled.
Yeah. Oh, he's good
for the,
me too.
For the rehab industry.
Me too.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a big... I think we should invest in rehab clinics. Yeah.
Rehab and therapists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, we need a class action suit. We all need massages. We need free oral sex. We need... We're going to need a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
When this is... I mean, I just... I think that's what we have going for us in 2020 is people are just... Fucking tired.
I agree with you.
Our biggest drop is shut the fuck up, Donnie. Just shut the fuck up for 5 minutes.
Shut the up, Donnie.
Just get off Twitter. Just,
I think there will be a chunk of vote that will be the, like, let's, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Even if they believe in his economy, which is not doing well, and the rest of it, there will be people that are like, so tired, I think.
Yeah, so tired of the drama.
Duh.
Chrissy Teigen, also your hero. You were just like, clap back. I love that you see that someone, I love technology, someone put on Air Force One, pussy ass bitch.
Oh my God.
When Trump's getting in and just
oh
says,
oh my God. PAB.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, and also, the Valerie playmat is making you as hot as me.
I mean,
you're just, you said it's everything. Badass, looks like a Fast and Furious outtake.
Yes.
I mean, she's.
And she does her own
I'm
stunts.
Actually wanting her to run for president now.
Yeah.
Like, can we skip the Congress?
She's my friend, so I've known
amazing.
She's fantastic
she's
forever.
Amazing.
But that ad is everything.
Yeah, that
right?
ad is everything.
She did her own stunts, which is amazing.
Yeah.
She actually drives like that.
And then she saunters out.
Yeah.
All like Thelma and Louise, you know. But just, not crazy.
I heard a splash. Right. I heard a giant splash from every lesbian in the country.
Yeah, no, she's incredible. Lesbians in a pool. What could be better?
She's straight.
Oh, even better.
She takes the sunglasses off.
I could turn her.
Yeah.
You also said, by the way, this is Bob Seska as well. You said, I've been saying this for a while now. If anyone thinks he's just tweeting about the market and watch it drop and rise with no benefit to him personally, they know nothing about this grifter scam.
I mean,
wake the fuck up. He's making money off of us.
I mean, how is he not, right? Because he knows what happens when he tweets.
Right.
Someone, either he's making money or someone he knows is making money.
Yeah.
There's no way. I mean,
the kids.
The kids.
Speaking of 2020, you said, I want him to be our president. Beto O'Rourke. You're a Beto guy?
I did. I still love him so much.
Yeah.
I feel like they have not gotten it together.
Yeah.
The campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was super hopeful. I thought he had that.
I think he's wonderful.
He had that it factor early on.
Yeah.
And he just hasn't caught fire.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I'm a Liz and Kamala gal, but no, I love Beto. I just feel like the Senate is so important because Mitch McConnell is a traitorous motherfucker, cocksucker, in my opinion.
He's almost the worst, right? Yertle the turtle.
And no offense, I don't mean cocksucking in a pejorative way.
No, he wouldn't be good at it.
No.
Not with that beak.
Oh, that turtle beak.
Well, he's proven to have more power than Trump. He has the power to hold things up that are passed by the House.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the Trump master.
Yeah.
You know? Puppet
master.
Who
ever thought we'd be sitting here and it just a gun violence epidemic that is completely driven by white supremacy.
Yeah.
Right? Right-wing extremism incited by the president who is name-checked by half of these lunatics.
Yeah.
Who all have access to weapons of war.
Yeah. Who is about to meet with the Taliban.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
This would have never passed back 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When things were normal, none of this would have ever really happened.
Can you imagine that's what gets crazy motherfucker John Bolton fired?
Mr.
President, I don't think it would be a good idea to meet with the Taliban.
You're fired.
And it's 9/11.
And it's Bolton. Like not the same as person in the room either.
Right. Well, and Tucker Carlson said that Bolton, it's okay that Bolton's gone because he was a man of the left.
No, right? No, I don't think we're not claiming him.
No, we could never claim
right
him.
Right to the left of Goebbels.
But remember when we thought Lindsey Graham was the problem and we thought, oh no, we hate Lindsey Graham, he fires him and we get Bill Barr.
Jesus.
Who was, he is the real evil motherfucker.
No. What are you talking about? Oh,
not
Jeff
Graham.
Sessions.
Jeff Sessions.
No, who thought that fucking cracker would be the good guy?
Yeah.
It's easy to confuse sissies from the South.
Yeah.
I get it, honey.
I think you got a podcast title.
I get it, honey.
Let's talk about your husband. Now, he was your boyfriend. However.
He was my boyfriend!
Okay, so tell us your, because it was very touching in your speech that you've been together. I mean, obviously
27 years now.
Oh my God, wow. Only been legal, of course.
10, 11, I think we just celebrated our 11th. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
Did you get married in that window when it was legal?
Yeah, actually Eric Garcetti, who was not mayor at the time, ran into us at a fundraiser. And was like, when are you guys going to tie the knot? We're like, we've owned property. That's gay marriage. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. we had the certificate. Yeah.
Right.
We pay the light bill together.
He was like, you should do it. And I have time in my office, you know, between this hour. And we like did it. We like did it on the fly.
We just
went and did it. And we're really glad we did because we were a part of that initial couple that made the case.
It was like
right?
3 months or so. Well, you know, it was legal.
And I know this resonates with you, Jonathan, because that's why I adore Rob Reiner, other than, you know, just being my friend. But he and Chad, you know, this is why we got marriage equality, because these mean bastards thought it would be a good idea to take rights away from people that already had them,
right.
Which is something that's never been done in America. And it's what got us to marriage equality.
Yeah.
Right. You were like, you can't do that. You can't, you know.
I mean, it was a harsh time. You know, we had just gotten married, and then it was a weird night when Obama won because we're all excited, and
we're
then,
like,
and,
yay,
and then we were in LA and we were watching the LA returns come in, the California returns, and we're like, oh God, this thing passed.
I was at a big gay viewing party at the, I think it was the Music Box.
It was a real bummer. Yeah.
And it was like, everyone was like, yeah. And cheering. And then all of a sudden it was like, you start seeing the returns come in for California.
Sad trumpet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, it's not like this last election night was. There was no silver lining of
my
any
God.
Kind. Only a horrible orange anus lining.
We were all ready. We had the champagne ready. We had about 10 or 12 friends waiting, and we watched it as everyone did.
Yeah.
I have a really smart friend who was doing the math, and he was like, it's not over yet. At some point, I kicked everybody out. Kyle and I sat with like a bottle or two of wine, just staring at each other for 2 hours on the sofa going like, what just happened?
Yeah. I always say my 96-year-old Trump voting Republican mom.
Ouch.
Yeah, but you know, I have to say she called me finally, you know, like I think the day after or whatever. And I was crying as we all were. And you know, and I just said, Mom, this is personal. You know, I wanted you to see me get married. I couldn't even take in what had just happened. She probably won't see me get married because of my horror personality. But that's not important now. Legally, it was important to me that she get to meet.
Don't get my inner Yenta going. I start matching people
unless
up.
Unless you know somebody. Unless you know the female you.
I keep trying. I'm the worst at it. The female me would be my sister, but she's straight.
Oh. Well, no, that would be my time. Okay.
She's a doctor or a lawyer?
My sister, she went to medical school, but she left before.
It's good enough.
Yeah,
she's good enough. Yeah, I'll play doctor with her.
She works with animals. Stephanie. She works with animals.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Let's do this.
Hi.
Okay.
I think I have a new girlfriend over here.
That's a boyfriend.
That's the boy.
Well, of course.
I don't.
Fred's gay. Yeah. Jamie is a common whore from Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm. Who sat for
common
me?
Street
sat
walker.
Stage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, tell me about your husband. What does he do? How'd you meet him?
So Kyle and I
27
met,
years.
Yeah, we met at a game night, which is that how gay people meet.
That's right. Good way to do it.
And people set us up, and we were like, we weren't really into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everyone pressured us to go on a date, and we're like, let's just do it, get these assholes off our back, you know? So we set up a date, we canceled. We're like, this is not going to work out. Let's just like become gym partners and like work out together. And everyone will think we're a couple and leave us alone. And we just fell in love as friends first.
Wow.
And and so he was an actor at the time. And now since then, he's become my manager.
Wow.
He's my manager as well.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
don't you wish people were honest in their vows? I'll never forget when I first saw you and it was like, meh.
We weren't each other's type immediately.
Right.
You know, we just fell in love.
But see, that's good to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe it's
you
something.
You never know what your type is.
Right? Yeah, maybe it's different than what you think.
Well, apparently it's someone who looks just like me because people think he's my brother.
Yeah, I mean, I work in my basement, so sometimes your dreams, you know.
You're not going to meet too many.
They turn out differently than you expected. Maybe better.
You got your own radio show.
What? Yeah.
Sure.
Steph, you need to go to game nights.
Yeah, game nights.
I don't
want
to play anything. I'll be the person everyone's like, no! What are you, a moron? you are doing do-gooding as you do. When I don't know when this was, but you helping build homes for low-income vets?
I'm about to do that.
You are?
In October, yeah.
Very wow. Cool. Yeah. Join you and some other Star Trek folks, right?
Jerry Ryan.
Oh.
I know. Mm. Now I perked her interest.
Oh, I've shown her pictures of Jerry.
Oh, Jerry's one of my buds. Yeah.
I guess sometimes I get on the bubble depending on who it is.
She's pretty hot. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, it's a girl?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, Jerry's well, now you're... Now
she's off the charts. Oh. Yeah. In every way. Men's a scholar.
Hot works. Blonde.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Married, happily married, but...
Yes.
Well, see, again, my type. Okay.
I love how you have those cues ready to go.
She's used to pushing those
buttons. That's the soundtrack of my life right there. That's.
I was sitting in her chair last 2 weeks ago when she was on vacation. I couldn't find anything because there's makeup stains all over all the buttons.
Oh, my God.
That's because I'm a lipstick, Liz. Jonathan, you are as delightful as I imagined you would be.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your great work. I mean, just honestly, your activism and your energy for all these causes, it was just if you can make President Obama cry, I mean, come on.
I don't know that he cried.
Come on, man.
He was moved.
Oh, wait, before we go, Star Trek Picard's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
When is that coming? That's going to be early next year, correct?
Yeah, they're telling us early 2020, but there's so much post on it that it's hard to pick a date.
On CBS All Access.
Yes.
Was it fun to get back into that costume?
Well, I didn't get back into that costume. I got back into a costume, but it wasn't that costume.
Oh. Very curious about this.
Yeah, there's been that fans are very curious about my makeup and my...
They haven't shown any pictures of
it. No, they're holding back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, if you ever do a Boogie Nights, like a porn movie about the porn industry, in honor of your co-host, Mary McDonnell, will your character be named Stands With A Fist? I saved that joke up. I saved it up. I thought...
Really?
Really?
Stephanie.
You're closing with that?
That's how you're going to end this.
I love you. I love it about you.
I love you, Jonathan Del Arco.
How can we follow you and stuff like that?
It's all my name, Jonathan Del Arco.
On the Twitters. And follow his acting career and his activism. Do everything he says, or he will set his phasers to stun or something else I don't know about.
That's close enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nerd. Love you, John.
Love you, bye.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed that podcast, I hope you'll check out my podcast, I Want to Be Your Muslim Friend, with me, Dean Obidala, because I want to be your MBFF each week, where I'm going to make you laugh while making you smarter, right here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.